Good evening. Can't hear if anyone is there. I don't know if anyone is there, but I had a technical difficulty. I hope I'm not interrupting another one of the speakers. I apologize. We had a little bit of an issue. I wasn't able to be online. If I'm interrupting someone who took over in the middle, I apologize. I want to thank everyone for coming. I know it's 10 minutes late. Again, something happened over here. I'm sorry I could not be on the phone at this moment. Whatever time I have left, let me just show you a very quick verse. Dedicate the Shulam Zeif, Lulim, Nishmas, Manashit, Skot, Ben Aryeh. May his Neshama have an Aliyah. And also, today we're dedicating the Shir to a Refuah Shalema for Ark, Dasau, and Yiv Rachamei Shemayim. Refuah Gedesh, Shavu Shlem for Avraham Ben Beluma. Shavu Shlem to Moshe Zelig Ben Rachel Devoira. Again, I apologize. Quick verse on the Parsha. Tomorrow is going to be... It is going to be this Wednesday, Tu B'Av. In fact, Tuesday, Mincha, those who say Tachman, you don't say Tachman, even Tuesday, Mincha. There are six very significant events that happened on Tu B'Av. Amongst them was the Meisei Midbar stopped dying. Amongst them was Shevet Binyamin was allowed to marry all from to all the other Shvatim. And likewise, Binyamin was allowed to marry after the Sefilegesh Begid, as we mentioned, and everyone in general was allowed to marry into a different Shevet. Another very significant thing that happened on Tu B'Av, the Gemara tells us, is that the Benos Yisrael, they would go out into the vineyards, and they would borrow clothing from one another, and they would dance. Everyone should be the same. No one should be dressed in anything special. They would borrow, each one would borrow from one another. They would wear white clothing. They would dance in a circle, in a mechol. And the boys would be encouraged to come out and to watch. And the girls would say, Bacha, lift up your eyes and select for yourself a shirach, a zivok. And a lot of discussion about this. Chazal said this was a very great celebration. Lo hayu yamin toivim li Yisrael. Tu B'Av and Yom HaKippurim, like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, when this practice was done. Now the question is why? Why specifically on Tu B'Av was it a day dedicated to Shidduchim? What is special about the Shidduchim of Tu B'Av? So I'd like to suggest the following. First thing we have to understand is that Tu B'Av is the conclusion of Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av was the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and with the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, we entered into a state of Avelus. And just like Rachmana Litzlan, a person passes away, a person observes 7 days of mourning. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Jewish people also, to a degree, are also engaged in 7 days of mourning, 7 days of Avelus. And the seventh day of Avelus ends on Tu B'Av. The ninth day is the first, tenth is the second, 12, 13, 14, 15. And day number 15 is the seventh day of the Avelus. It is the day when we get up from mourning. Again, just like a person, Rachmana Litzlan, who loses a relative, a person has to sit Shiva for 7 days, and the day of the Petir is the first day, and the day seven we observe what's called Miksas Hayom Kikulo. One only needs to observe a few moments of that day. Day seven we get up from Avelus. So too on Tu B'Av, it is the seventh day from Tisha B'Av. It's when the Jewish people, to a degree, they get up from the Shiva of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, with that said, when the person gets up from Shiva, to a degree, in some dimension, it is a rectification of a tragedy. Now, there's no such thing as a rectification of a person leaving this world, but comes a point in time when Hashem wants us to move on, to continue, to take the lessons learned from this event, embrace them, and have these words affect us in a profound way, and be uplifted and move on to a new level of serving Hashem, of Yiras Shamayim. Now, let's go back to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So Chazal tell us the basic reasons. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Chasadim, that's for the first Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was for Sinas Chinam, hatred for no reason, senseless hatred. But then the Gemara goes on to tell us three stories. It tells us that the reason why Yerushalayim was destroyed was because of Kamsa Ubar Kamsa. The reason why Tor Malka was destroyed was because of a chicken and a hen. Atar Negoyla v'Atar Negolosa. And the reason why Beitar was destroyed was because of a wheel of a wagon. A piece of wood of a wagon. Now, Kamsa Bar Kamsa, we're familiar with the story when the host sent a messenger to find a person by the name of Kamsa, and the messenger by mistake, or maybe not by mistake, selected someone by the name of Bar Kamsa. Case of Tur Malka, there was a representatives or officials from the government that were passing through an area, and they wanted some chickens, some birds, and they took these birds and they slaughtered them. Happens to be that at a Jewish wedding, it used to be the custom that in order to make the chosen, to do something symbolic, that the new couple, the chosen kala, should be fruitful and should multiply, they would present them with birds. And they would say, just like these birds are fruitful and they multiply, likewise, may you multiply. And these birds that were selected to be used to give joy to the Chasen Kala and to be used as a symbol, a dogma, an example as of a blessing, were taken by the government officials and were slaughtered. And it caused an outrage, and one thing led to another, and it triggered a war which ended up with the city of Tor Malka being sacked and many, who knows how many of Bnei Yisrael were killed. And the third example was another story where there was a child. When a child is born, a boy is born, it was the custom to plant a certain type of tree. When a girl was born, it was the custom to plant a different type of tree. And when they would get married, they would go to those trees that were planted in their honor, and they would cut off a branch, and they would build the wedding canopy from that branch, from those branches. It happened that the woman was passing a noble woman from the Roman government, and the wheel of her wagon broke, and they chopped down this tree that was designated to be used to build a wedding canopy of a boy or a girl. And they used it to fix the wheel of their wagon. And the family and the people were very disturbed. It's a bad sign for the chosen and the kala. This little boy, this little girl, when they'll get married, they're not going to have their wedding canopy from this wood. And one thing led to another. And before they turned around, there was a terrible tragedy. There was a churban. A churban in Beitar. So I saw in the sefer something very, very fascinating. But before we go to that, we have to first understand that even though Chazal tell us that there are three reasons, as to why there are different reasons as to why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos v'Chasadim, and here in the Bayis Sheni, because of Sinas Chinam, the trigger to set into motion the actual Churban was to these three different stories. In fact, there's another story which also involves another similar story, but basically these three stories is what set into motion. It set into motion the process of Churban. Now, this sefer made the following observation. Is it not interesting? Is it a coincidence? Nothing is a coincidence that all three stories that set into motion the Churban Beis HaMikdash all were about marriage. In the first story, the assumption is there was a wedding taking place. There was a su'uda, a wedding, and the host instructed the agent to invite Kamsa, and by mistake he invited Bar Kamsa. And Bar Kamsa was told to leave. He was embarrassed, and the churban came about in Yerushalayim. The story happened over a wedding, an embarrassment that took place in the presence of a chassan and a kala. In the second story of the city of Turmalka, it was a wedding. There was a wedding that was taking place, and they were bringing forth birds, rooster, a hen, to give joy to the chassan kala, and to use these as a symbol, as a way to demonstrate the bracha, that they should be fruitful and multiply. In the third story, it was again something relating to a chassan and a kala. The noblewoman's servants took the trees that were designated to build a wedding canopy. Isn't that fascinating? That the trigger for the churban was through three stories which have in canon something to do with marriage, a chassan and a kala. Why? Why is that so? So we can say many different things. Actually, I'll leave it to you. But one basic understanding is that the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael is comparable to the relationship of a chassan and a kala. And this churban is basically a difficult separation between Hashem, who is the chassan, and Klal Yisrael, who is the kala. Or we can say is that much of the sinas chinam that we were guilty starts at home. Chazal tell us these three stories of us discussing the Bayis Sheni. And the Iker Chet was sinas chinam. You know, when we talk about sinas chinam, we typically think, oh, you know, you go to shul, and there's someone you just don't like, and you're nasty. Or we see someone in the street. It's between two acquaintances, but nothing at home. The hatred between man and wife, man and woman, husband and wife. No, that's not the sinas chinam. The Gemara over here is alluding to that the sinas chinam is rooted at home. If a person at home is at peace, it naturally overflows to his relationship with other people outside of his home. When a person sees that there's a problem of sinas chinam between man and his fellow man, a person has to really ask himself, is there a problem at home? Is that where the issue is starting? Therefore, now, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we commemorate this tragedy, these three triggered the churban. The churban was because of sinas chinam, but it was triggered because of three stories that relate to marriage. And then we go through the process, the therapeutic process of sitting Shiva for 7 days, the 9th day, the 10th day, the 11th day, the 12th day, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. We get up on the 15th, even though, of course, we today do not actually observe. We do not observe any laws of the morning. We don't do that. But although we may not observe laws of mourning, because the Avelus is what Chazal call an Avelus Yeshana, it hovers over us. You just can't go from Tisha B'Av to a day of celebration. It doesn't go like that. You can't just jump from one to the next. The effect of Tisha B'Av lingers, and it's not complete until we come to Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av. And that's when we've gone through the therapeutic process of reflecting upon why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we commit ourselves with resolve and with passion to rectify the sinas chinam. And just as the sinas chinam was triggered through three stories that relate to marriage, when Tu B'Av comes, it is a time to rejoice in marriage. It is a time to rejoice in simchas Chosan the Kala. The young women would go out into the vineyard, would dance, and the boys would come and watch, and many shidduchim would be made. It's specifically on Tu B'Av when this event took place, because this is the rectification of the Sinas Chinam that triggered the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash with three stories relating to an attitude of marriage where what's not important became the central focus. It's not important who the guests are at the wedding. What's important is to rejoice in the Chasan Kal. It's not important the different items are used to give joy to Chasan Kal, all the different things, the musician and the people who juggle and people who play with fire. That's not what's important. What's important is the Chasan Kal, Shavir Shemayim, and should be committed to one another. It's not important. It's not important what happens, what kind of wedding hall and what kind of decorations, what kind of wood is used to make the canopy that was planted from the time the Chasan and Kala were born. What's important is the Chasan and Kala should have their values in order, their priorities in order, and should rejoice in Hashem. Not for nothing the Chazal say, Kol ha-misameach, Chasan v'Kala, ki'ilu bona achas jalayim. Now, Gemara, there are three churvas. Well, there are three, this is Yerushalayim, the truth is it's not really correct what I just said, but there are three churvas in the Gemara. There's the churban of Yerushalayim, the churban of Tormalka, the churban of Beitar. All of those stories started with a wedding, with something relating to marriage. And when one makes tikkun, one is misameh chasan v'chala by teaching them what marriage really is all about, what the values, the correct values are, he's going back to Yerushalayim and he's telling Bar Kamsa, you can stay at the wedding. He's saying, no, we don't have chickens. So we don't have chickens to demonstrate the bracha. It's all the same. We don't have an exotic chuppah made from the wood that was planted when the Chas and Kala were born. So no, it doesn't really matter. What matters is the Yerushalayim. This is our idea, connecting Tisha B'Av to Tu B'Av, the 7 days. These are the 7 days of Shiva. When we get up, it's a time for Simchas Chasan V'Kala, because the Churban was triggered at event, with events that relate to Chasan V'Kala. And those events of Chasan V'Kala represent the core of Ahavas Chinam, and not Sinas Chinam. I apologize to all of you, anyone who is still left here, for being 10 minutes late. I sincerely apologize for indiscretion, for my sin, Otasi. Try to make sure this never happens again. I'm neder, a little bit thrown off guard this evening with some commitments. Again, I apologize, especially to Mitch Green and to the one and only Jake Weinman and all the chosh of the people who come here every single Monday night. I'm humbled to learn with you. I don't take this lightly at all, not in the slightest. It weighs down heavily on my little mind the entire week. It's a humbling experience, and I value your time very much. You're all very busy people, very chashuva people. Hashem should bless you all with bracha v'hatzlacha, nachas, and simcha. Kolamas abelal Yerushalayim zoyche v'roya b'simchasa. Thank you, and have a good night. Be well.